there, I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Hi there. I am back with the podcast, and my guest today is Helen Renovick. And we're going to have a great conversation because she is, we have similar messaging, similar thoughts. We were brought together for a definite reason. And Helen is now on a path of talking about how to say no without guilt and how to create space for success. We talked about boundaries. We talked about how it's good to set boundaries, that it gives you freedom and joy. And, you know, Helen, a little bit about her. She's a visionary coach and a consultant with over 30 years of international experience in leadership, coaching, personal transformation. Helen thrives on helping high-achieving entrepreneurs and professionals break free from perfection. She is a perfectionist that is no longer a perfectionist, and she's no longer a people pleaser. Although she does people please from time to time, she chooses when and what to do it. It's not a thing that she does automatically. As I often say, you know, hey, you have permission to say no. So Helen's the creator of The Power of No Without Guilt, and her signature program is designed to help busy leaders reclaim their energy and focus on what truly matters. You're going to love this podcast. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Hi. I'm so happy to be here today with Helen. We're going to talk about something that I love, how to say no with grace, not feel guilty. And Helen's been teaching people this for years. So welcome to the show, Helen. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's quite new. I actually launched The Power of No Without Guilt only in July. However, I have lived through this for a long time, being the perfectionist, being the people pleaser. However, there's nothing wrong with that. I love to give people, but should I not include myself too?
Absolutely. That's what we do, right? As women, we often like, okay, do this and take care of yourself. And oh, what about me?
Yes. And you can have that conversation, you know, to see yourself. Would you tell your best friend or your little sister the same things that you do? Oh, yeah, of course I can do that. I was at an event last week where it was finance. It was mostly men. And the man there, he's well known here in Sweden as a finance. And he said, I would like to give the women here in the audience one advice. Don't try to be perfect in everything, because it's really true. You know, we fight ourselves. Just concentrate on one thing and do that really well. But, you know, again, I love doing lots of things.
As you're saying that, Helen, I'm going, that sounds like such a man thing. Focus on one thing and do it well. You know, that's the capacity and, you know, kind of the inner being of a man. As women, you know, sociologically, we've been bred to be multitaskers. We had to, right? He caught the beat and we did everything else. Right. We dealt with the meat once it got there. We prepared it. We cleaned. We set up a place to eat. We served it. We cleaned it. Blah, 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 blah. And all the meanwhile, taking care of the little brood of posse that's around us.
But I do, you know, when I was younger, I used to think that I should multitask. Although with age, I have got the wisdom that maybe, you know, it's better to focus on one thing and also include myself in it. You know, just pause. Pause before you say that, yes. Is this going to serve me? Because, you know, I know what I'm here for, my purpose. But is this going to serve me? Because this is what happen. You know, we try to be there maybe for five different people and then, you know, do a little bit for all of them instead of saying, okay, This, so that's what I think maybe he meant. Yes, focus on that thing at that time. Although, sometimes maybe, if we are a mother or something and, career woman, then we have to do so many things. Although with age, I have actually slowed down and not feel guilty about that. If I say no, it's okay. And I can do that with kindness. Especially to myself, because
Especially to yourself.
I count too, I do count.
The universe aligned us for this podcast, I know, because something that I say all the time when I'm speaking to corporate environments is, I'll say, hey, I give you permission to say no. If someone asks you to do something, this is the best response. Thank you so much for thinking of me. Can I look at my schedule and get back with you tomorrow? So it
Exactly.
gives permission to pause and, like you said, Helen, figure out, does it serve you? Is it going to serve you to do this extra task that, everybody wants you to do task? Let's put it that way. So, and our propensity is always to say yes. So I absolutely love your messaging. Talk to me a little bit about your background and how did you get to this epiphany last July that you're going to start speaking about this topic?
So let me start my, so what I do lots of different assessment, but one assessment that I really appreciate that opened up a lot of different possibilities for me and find my inner strength, which has always been there. So from Gallup Strength Finder, my top strength there is positivity, empathy, woo, woo is winning others over, strategic and communication. And if I look at what I'm doing today, that stimulates my strength. And that's how I can do more and more and more. Being positive doesn't mean that, oh, she's happy all the time. No, even when it's really hard and dark, I always look for more possibility. So how I started out my life is that I'm an interior designer. That's what I studied. And I worked just a tiny, tiny frame of that. So I lived in London. I'm from Sweden. I lived here until I was 16. Then I moved to Denmark where I studied. And that's in an international school. All of a sudden, I had to start to speak English because in Sweden, we speak Swedish. And a lot of things opened up. And I found that my passion then was, all these creative ways, indifferent in mostly then with form and colors and, all these yummy things.
The aesthetics.
And yes, and then I went to London and I studied and I became an architect, interior architect, and I met my then husband there, and we moved to America for 6 months. And after 6 months, I wanted to just go home. That was during Christmas time. I missed Sweden. And then when we came here, I didn't want to leave. Okay, what's he going to do here in Sweden? Anyway, we stayed here for 2 years, because he's not from Sweden. So it's a little bit more difficult if you don't speak the language. Now everyone do speak Swedish, English here too. And then we went and ended up in the Middle East, in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. And that's where I spent 26 years. So I only returned 10 years to go to Sweden. Not planned. Sometimes life happens. And that's the time because everyone is talking about, you want to earn more and this and whatever. So if you climb up the ladder, that in everything, in the way you live and this and whatever, it's kind of easier because then you climb and you get more and more and more. But sometimes maybe you go down. What do you do then? Because if you're willing to lose everything and then start to build again, that's when you really, I think that's success.
That's when you go deep. That's when you start saying, why am I here? What should I be doing? I mean, I'm a career reinventor myself. I've had seven different careers. And I think at each pause, that's when you really say, what did I like about that? What I didn't, what are my strengths? And what's funny to me is to find what your God gift is or your Dharma, which I know you're following now, it sometimes takes a pause.
Yes.
Like you can't find it. My original company was Add Space to Your Life because I had a year off to reinvent myself. Without that, I would have never become a professional organizer. Without your pause, you might not have ever figured out your new messaging, right?
So I was 15 years in a very large company in the Middle East. And then all of a sudden, I had turned 41. My values were different. I didn't really know that it was my values then, but they didn't match. So I had no idea. You don't leave when you are the country manager of a country for this large company. You don't leave. I mean, you are going. But I didn't know what to do. And that's when I got a career coach from the company, which was very kind from them. And all of a sudden, you know, I started to take off, and she said, now we can start to see who Helen is. You know, the way I started dressing, because working in corporate, you have to be a certain way, you have to speak a certain way. I couldn't really be me. And I started there when I was only 23. And all of us, you know, 15 years later, it was great. I learned so much. I met so many wonderful leaders, and I had wonderful bosses. And I had a fun job. But then all of a sudden, I was steered in a direction that wasn't me. And I didn't know. Of course, you know, you get a bigger promotion, you earn more money and this and whatever. And a mother. I was a mother of four. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what am I doing?
Right. I call it following the money, you know, chasing the money train, which I did for a while as well. And you have to, and from 25 to 40 is a huge, significant change in you. And I think it's very interesting. So your company actually assigned you or gave you the option of having a career coach because they wanted you to advance, or they saw that you were kind of not fitting where you were. That's an interesting.
I think it was also a little bit because I had to sign a lot of, you know, form, so I wouldn't go, because I had done the 5-year plan forward, and that was, yeah, I had served them really well. I had done really, really well. I had no idea what I wanted to do, because most of the time when you work in corporate, you go to a competitor, but that's not what I wanted to do. I really didn't know what to do. I needed that pause to see, what do I want to do? And then everything changed. And I went, it was also a little bit of this guilt. I sold things like cigarettes, and my mom had died from lung cancer. And
no
my
alignment. Right.
And my sister had got cancer. And then all of a sudden, what am I doing?
Right. What's the best piece of advice that the career coach gave you?
That, you know, I could find myself. So I had not worked with interior, and she could see, this is what you really enjoy. And although I love that, but there is more. And I found that later again, you know, because now we know my five strengths: communication, strategic. I'm not analytical at all. However, I'm strategic, and I love to put strategies together. Which served me when I worked there.
Right.
But I'm not somebody who loves to sit with numbers. I know numbers. They sent me to great courses and so on. So I could actually, I went to Belgium for a week, finance for non-finance manager. Oh my God, that was like, oh my God, my head was like, yeah, because I needed to know. And you can learn that.
Right.
But it took a lot of energy from me, because that wasn't really, you know, when you're not working in your strength, we can all learn. And that's what I believe in school. They don't really let the children be in their strength. Yes, we can learn. We can become good in a lot of things, but it will take a lot of energy from us. And that's what I felt. I did, when I started in the career, I was in events, promotions, and that was like, yes, that was so much fun. But then when it started to get more serious, I can be serious too, but
Right. Then you don't get to do the events anymore. You manage the people who manage the people who do the events, and then you're five
Exactly.
steps removed from the creative process of the events. I totally understand that. I think that's fabulous. So once you left that company, what did you do? What did you launch?
So then I took some time to be with my children. I had four children. I had a little baby. This was the hardest because that last year I had my youngest son and I hardly saw him. I used to cry. And his father is like, so quit your job if you're going to sit and cry. But you know, after 3 months, you as a woman and your body, I wasn't ready, but I had to be thrown into that, you know, hustle, hustle, hustle all the time. And it took a toll on my body. My body actually said, no, this is not what you want to do. So I was with this career coach for 6 months. And at the same time, I've always loved training, physical training. So I did body pump, body balance, body combat every day, and I could take my son to the nursery there. It was Dubai Ladies Club, a beautiful club. And then one of the trainers there, like, why don't you do this? I'm like, yeah, why don't I do this? So that's where it started. So I went into health and fitness. It started there because I'm like, yeah, I love this. And I love being on stage. I love talking. So that's what you get to do there. But, you know, in a structured way, because you're actually teaching classes, I get to be with people and it's all energy and it was great. So I started with body balance and then group exercise. I went into yoga, Pilates, and actually now I'm doing my certification for to have only Pilates because body balance is a mixture of Tai Chi, body balance, and yoga, but not a pure Pilates. But that's what I'm doing now because I still want to keep, I'm not teaching in that, but I still want to keep the certification because I have actually also invested in a Pilates brand. So I think I
Good.
should also, yeah.
I
So I'm
love
doing.
Pilates. That's my modality. I did yoga and hot yoga and Tai Chi for years, right? And then I found Pilates and I just love it.
Yeah.
So are you still doing that now? You're running Pilates studios or
No, I don't, but I, you know, so since I have invested in the brand and 8 Pilates it's called, and we have a line of workout clothes, I thought, okay, let's do that because, you know, to keep your certification, you need to do new modalities. So that I thought that's what I want to do because also Pilates is a very grounded way and it's great for everyone, but especially for women. And when we come to an age, it's so important, you know, to because it's both strength and it's, you know, also mind, you know, but yoga also. So I have done different kind of yoga modalities. Sometimes I just teach small groups, but it's not anything I do all the time. One of my friends, she said, why don't you come to our studio? But it's also a commitment to the people that you are training, because if you start as a trainer, then they want to see you there. So I will do substitute for some people that are there just to keep it up. And I love it myself too.
Yeah, we all have our favorite instructors, right? It's like, oh, where's Helen? Oh, Helen's just a sub. No, I want Helen. And then you get right into that. So talk to me. Whenever you have an obstacle, like a change, what are your tactics? You step back and analyze, I would think, would be is that your number one go-to when you have an obstacle that you're trying to face?
Yeah, so I live from questions, but not to have the answers. You know, a lot of the time when, and that's what I did before, okay, you sit and do something strategic, and then this is the outcome. But right now, that doesn't work for me because I cannot 100% get that answer, you know, whatever I predict. And then what happens then? We get disappointed. So to live in the questions, you know, what else is possible now? So that's one thing. And then you can add on, if something feels wrong, instead of go, because then your mind goes there, ask, what's right with this that I'm not getting? Or what's right with me that I'm not getting? Because then your mind will start to look for those possibility in something that, will be right for you. So being the question, not knowing the answer, because a question is, a real question is that, you don't know what the answer is. So
I think that's.
living from question is very, very important. And also to stop and pause, and especially now with the power of no, is to just pause for a moment, not just to have the answer right away. Because when we pause, okay, will this benefit me? Will this serve me in 5 years? When we know how our body feels, because that's also very important to be in line with, aligned with your body, to know what is right for me. Because what is right for me is not right for you. And how right feels for me is not maybe what how right is feeling for you. So it's not just to be in your mind or your body, but the full, to really know what is feeling right for me. Because your intuition, which I maybe was made wrong from, but I can actually feel what is right for me before I have an answer. So go with that. I really believe that is,
Yeah, I think that comes from pausing. And when you pause more and then you see the results of your thought, then you're more confident to follow your intuition. I love what you said about stopping and being in the question. Oftentimes I'm like, well, isn't that interesting? I wonder why. I wonder what this means to me. It's like being here now with an open, and I think a question is being open and receptive.
Yes.
If you're well.
But again, that's not maybe easy to do right away, because we have been taught to
Yeah.
have an answer. If you think back when you were at school, they ask, okay, then you put up your hand. I have the answer. But this is, just to trust yourself and to create clarity and ease. So, I can share these four questions. So when something shows up, ask yourself, what is this? And wait for it. Don't, we are in a rush always. Just wait. And then if you feel something, maybe you don't have the answer, what do I do with this? Whatever that is, that you're feeling, or maybe you saw something or something came up. Can I change it? Can I change it? Okay, I can change it. How do I change it? Because then something will show up. But it's just to have that little pause and patience to wait for it to arrive to you.
Being open and receptive. Yeah. If you live in the open and receptive, then you do live in the question, which makes you live in the now because you're like, okay, let's think about that. And I like what can I do about it? And then I would say, do I do anything about it? Or do I just watch it ride? Yeah, do I
Yeah,
watch
because
one
some things maybe
unfold?
we want to just let go of, we have so many thoughts and feelings and emotions that come through us every day. Do we need to fill our head with more things? Maybe not.
Okay, I have to shift gears because I have to ask you, as I ask all my guests, how do you stay organized? What's your favorite organizing hack or modality that you use to keep in alignment and keep focused on where you want to go?
So in the morning, ask, I am quite organized before too, but in the to be in the present, because I don't really, whatever I've planned for the week, because I usually plan like Sunday, then I know more or less what I'm going to do. And obviously, if I'm having clients or we are coming on here, I love my calendar, so I know I get notification that, okay, this is what you are going to do in one day, or and then, 1 hour and half an hour. So I know. But it could get overwhelming. But in the morning, wake up and ask, what can I, me here, this body, and my business do to whatever you want and ask that and see it coming and focus maybe on three things every day. That is really important. So if you know in the beginning of the week or, you know, like on Sunday, because, you know, Monday, my week will start. It can be different in areas of the world. So I know this is what I would like to achieve this week, if that's important for me. Maybe it's not important. Maybe at times if I feel in my body that I don't feel great, okay, maybe then I just need to rest. So I lean into my body. My body is actually the best app. It's not an app, but whatever.
Hey, your favorite organizing hack, your body.
But not in the head, you know. So be in the question, because I don't know what will show up. So be in the question. Yeah.
I just love that. That's my favorite answer so far. Your favorite organizing hack, my body. And it does make sense. Most people, many people are not trained to listen to how their body responds or what their body says. So I think that's a great response. So
and the body will say, I will tell you one thing quickly before you go. So yesterday I go to a chiropractor, because I do believe it's very important when we move and this, you know, to also get adjusted, because the body, ribs, muscles, everything moves. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling, I had not eaten. So I was like, but I was feeling bloated. So bloated, I could hardly breathe. I was drinking mint tea and, you know, all sorts of herbal things. And I felt so bad. And, you know, when you're not feeling good in your body, you get a little bit agitated. And my son could feel it, but we both went to our chiropractor. And she has pressed on my back. And then I'm like, ah. And then I was just, yes, I feel so great, because my body was not in alignment. Mm-hmm. So it's so important. The body knows. So, you know, if I would not have gone to, I mean, not everyone likes, I have a really great holistic chiropractor. And then all of a sudden I felt great. And that's also in an effect. My son felt, you know, he also feels it after. I had my friend there. She hasn't been there before. She couldn't, like, okay, she's so happy. Yes, I felt happy because my body felt so great.
Uh-huh. Isn't it funny how one little push from a kinesiologist or a chiropractor could just shift, you know, shift.
And that's in our business too. Maybe we are on the right target, you know, we can, instead of goal, have a target. Maybe we are on the right, but maybe we just need to tweak it or pivot a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, one thing that I say all the time is a small, seemingly insignificant shift will lead to larger than life results always. Mm. And that's the same with getting organized and chiropractor, kinesiologist, getting your mind in, or, you know, a small shift, 5 minutes of doing nothing, silence, right? It has larger than life results all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Well, Helen, wow. So you've lived all over the world. This is so fascinating to me. So you started with the big corporate job in the 20s. If you had to look back and talk to your 18-year-old self and mm-hmm. give that little girl advice, or I guess young woman advice, what would you say to her right now?
I would tell her that, Helen, what are your values? Mm. What are your values? You know, we can have lots, but then just take them down to maybe three values and live from those. Because when we live from our values, then everything else will be correct for you. You know, your real strength, like I said, comes from the inside, not what other people say she's good at. And people said I was good at things, like, you know, and I just went along because I didn't say, no, stop.
Right. And then you're like, okay, I'm good at that. I'll go there.
Yeah. But when you discover your, you know, of course you can evolve over time, but Your core values, mine are honesty, trust, and curiosity. And it's always been that. When I was this little girl, I used to ask why, I used to ask questions. People probably got so, not probably, they got so annoyed with me. I mean, she's always asking questions, but that's one of my biggest strengths. But then
And here,
I was quieting down that, and that maybe didn't serve me in the best way, to think that I had to be perfect all the time. It's okay to be enough.
it's interesting. I think that when we're 18, what are our core values? It's like, we don't really ever think about that. We think about what people have put onto us. I'm with you on that. And I think it's amazing as women, and those of you who are listening, as we evolve and as we get older, we begin to give ourselves permission to really go introspect, to introspect and see, what do I really love? And how am I using my skills? It took me to 40 to figure out what I should do when I grow up. Right. And finally found this career that I've been in. It takes a while. And that's what I love about maturing and the fact that we have more time to not just react. And that's one thing I think, about assessments in high school. They kind of put us on these paths. It's like, oh, you're really good at that, Helen. You should do that. You're really good at that. This is what you should be when you grow up. Like, ha, it's a crazy thing. It's good and it's bad. I just have mixed feelings about all the testing, the career paths that we're supposed to follow.
I think it's going to change. I mean, you can see different age groups, and there's good and bad in everything. I think in the age group we were growing up, we had to perform, 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 perform more. And, that was like where you get the trophy for delivering more. Like you said before, maybe it's just that pause and just to do less.
Interesting. So I know that you have a valuable resource that the people can download or take or whatever. Let's talk about that a little bit.
So it's called the Score App, the People Pleaser. So it's very easy. It takes 2, 3 minutes. And then you can see, where do I fall within this people pleaser? And I'm a recovering people pleaser, and I am a people pleaser at times, but at least I'm aware of it because it's maybe that word, oh, I don't want to be that. I was just speaking to a young lady now, and I asked, so what do you think that is, people pleasing? Because, somebody said, oh, yes, be like this. But I can't. But there's nothing wrong with being that giver. But just include yourself. And if
Right.
it doesn't serve you and if it doesn't do you well, then, find something else. So that's why, so you have the people pleaser quiz, and we will give the
I
link
love
down
it.
here. And I have something new coming up. It's like, yay!
Oh, let's hear about it.
So I am creating, she's going live soon, Helen AI. So you can, it's through Coach Vox. I have made this and it's amazing. She answers everything. I mean, she's me. I mean, so I program her how, especially for the power of no without guilt. But, of course, you can ask her other questions too, and that's how you sit and fine-tune it. But it's really is amazing. It's really amazing because I can't be there with everyone 24/7, and maybe everyone doesn't want to speak to me, but maybe they have this, little bit difficulties with boundaries and people pleasing and being the perfection, whatever that's going to be. So, that's something that is coming out soon. So it will be on LinkedIn.
Got
LinkedIn is a very great place to find me. I try to
okay.
share everything there that adds value. It's not, and it's lived values from me or, from my clients or from friends or, so they are real, these real stories. It's not just, created out of nothing. No, it's real stories that, sometimes you can see, sometimes people reach out to me and I'm, what you were saying there, I see myself there. But some people don't feel comfortable in reaching out. And that's why I thought, yes, AI can be good, bad, or right or wrong or whatever. But as a coach moving forward, I need to be coming along with, you know, what is there. And it's a great way to that everyone can go and make their own AI too. But
Right.
mine is going to be there, so they speak to me, but Helen AI.
Fantastic. And that's going to be on LinkedIn, a link on LinkedIn to Helen.
Yeah, I will have it there on my
Love it.
website, and yeah,
I love
so
it. I'll make sure to put your LinkedIn in the chat notes as well,
yeah.
as well as the download or the link so that they can take the test and the little quiz to find out how much people pleasing are you. I love that. Now, is there anything that I should have asked you that we didn't discuss that was on your mind?
Yeah. What could that be? Yeah, maybe. How do boundaries create more joy?
That's a good one. Okay. Inquiring minds want to know.
Because boundaries, that word, a lot of people react to that. And joy, for me, joy is a word that is like, wow. Because I see boundaries are not restrictions. They're actually openings. When you honor your limit, then you gain that energy and presence and the space to be yourself. And when you feel like yourself again, that's where joy begins.
I love that. We're filming this as we go into Thanksgiving here in the United States. And I just wrote recently about boundaries. We're such in alignment, really, girlfriends.
We are girlfriends.
Seriously.
We are starting now.
We are starting now. We are now friends. Yay. When I come to Sweden, I'm gonna look you up. But I think that boundaries do create joy. I tell people you're not invested. You do not have to spend Thanksgiving with your family. You don't have to spend the holidays with your family. Decide what's good for you and set that up. And then, as you say, Helen, then it does bring out joy. And when you're in joy, then you're fun to be around anyhow, and you're going to be better serving those around you as well as yourself. So
Yes.
it is selfish and to set boundaries, and it's self goodness to set boundaries. I think there is a point where we have to learn to be selfish so that we can be better for those around us. So yeah. Thank you. That's real. I'm glad
Thank
we brought
you.
that up. It's been such a pleasure to meet you. And I know, the universe put us together because it's so funny how the guests that I have on the podcast, we came from the same place and say different words and use different modalities. And that's what makes it better. So thank you so much for being a guest. And it's a pleasure to meet you, Helen.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for having the space and for sharing, letting me share my story here. So, that's what I do believe. We all get together at the time that was perfect for us to meet and then, share your learnings that, life throws at you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for you listening out there, make sure to download and take the quiz and figure out how much of a people pleaser you are. Also, if you like this podcast, please give me a thumbs up. Please leave comments. It helps me greatly grow the show. And until next time, I'll see you all then. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.